This recording, Anhui 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic It's a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her, and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleecy jacket, put on her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that inchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Horison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose owner back with her palm, then sending a chewing to her. Finally, she administered it either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to marry out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Horison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I made a report about smoking in my hometown Anhui province. It is well known to us that smoking is harmful to health and can cause some other problems too. Some businesses now say that no one can smoke in any of their offices, and some governments have banned smoking in all public places. This is a good idea, thought. It takes away some of our freedom. Smoking is harmful not only to our health, but also to the environment. Smoking can lead to many diseases. For example, lung cancer. Some smoking affects non-smokers more than it does on smokers themselves. So many non-smokers are against smoking. In public places, the harm of smoking is greater. Therefore, the government ban smoking is very necessary and important. It is a measure to protect our health and environment. In my opinion, it would be much better to give up smoking, not only in private places, but also in the public places, which I think will be beneficial to all of us.
孔子《论语》子曰：“学而时习之，不亦说乎？有朋自远方来，不亦说乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？”为政第二。子曰：“诗三百，一言以蔽之。”曰：“子曰：诗三百，一言以蔽之。”曰：“思无邪。”子游问孝。子曰：“今之孝者，是谓能养。至于犬马，能有所养，不敬何以别乎？”子曰：视其所以，观其所由，察其所安，人焉叟哉，人焉叟哉。